The dating world is a lot like playing a video game.
Oh.
Unless you have a cheat code, you're probably going to lose.
Wow. That's depressing.
You're going to spend hours and hours and hours in front of a game machine, pumping quarters into it and just watching it take and take and take.
Preach, brother.
And take everything that you have until you lose and walk away. And before you know it, you spent 4 years of your life
Whoa.
Trying to win this video game.
Whoa.
It doesn't care one bit about you.
Or your
and then
feelings.
You go back the next day and somebody else is there pressing its buttons.
That just got really
enough about me.
Depressing.
We're talking about Ronald, who's on the phone right now to do a second date update. And apparently he actually went on a date to a video game arcade, and that's why I bring it up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ronald, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Wow, good. Ronald, I thought you were just a really, really sad man about the state of dating right now.
Yeah, that's kind of his issue. That's completely different than what I experienced.
Okay, good. Good. There is hope out there for some people.
That's a Jubal flashback.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your email said that you went out with a girl to a video game arcade. Before we get into that, how did you meet her?
I actually met her on a new dating application I was trying out. Friend told me about it.
A dating application.
Fancy.
Well, you guys would probably know it as an app. App is short for applications.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, so you met her on this dating application. Did you guys talk a bunch before you went out, or did you just kind of meet and then go out?
We seemed to hit it off pretty good through the text. So, yeah, we went ahead and decided to meet up at an old-school arcade venue. So we went in there and played some old-school games, like, you know, Asteroids. And
cool.
They had all the ones. It was really fun. It was a really cool place.
Awesome. Did you allow her to win, or did you destroy her?
Oh, no.
Well, actually, I'm a little bit competitive, but, you know, I didn't want to, like, freak her out or anything. So, yeah, I kind of let her win a little bit. But I don't know, it just started, like, eating away at me just slowly as the points were rising. I was just like, oh, my God, this is terrible. I was like, oh, I just felt like such a loser.
You
what?
Like
okay,
loser.
Wait, slow
You're
down. One, why would you feel like a loser for not winning a video game?
I don't know, because I was looking around and everybody was, you know, playing, and it was like the heavy competition thing started creeping in. There was a lot of couples there, and, you know, most of the time the guy was winning. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like the only loser here that's losing to a female here.
So you actually,
wow.
You were taking it seriously that you were losing. By the way, I guarantee none of those people were watching you if you
yeah.
felt like they were watching you.
You weren't there, man. They were absolutely watching me. They kept glancing over and kind of gesturing to each other. I saw one lady kind of nudge her boyfriend like, oh my God, look at
what?
This. It's embarrassing.
Well, you sound like an intense man. Man.
Yeah, I'm definitely a little intense. I guess she thought so, too.
She thought so? Did she comment on it?
Yeah, she made a little comment. We're playing Pac-Man, and I'd almost tied us up, and I guess the controller kind of got stuck or something, and I couldn't swerve around a corner, and I got eaten. And in a momentary loss of judgment, I kicked the machine pretty hard.
Oh, dude!
What?
See, freaking out on the machine. That's awesome.
I'll kill you!
Not only that, but it sounds like every time you're losing, you have something else to blame besides, I don't know, your own lack of skills.
No, the controller stuck. It wasn't my fault at all. You know, it was one of those old-school arcade games. Those kids have been beating up on that machine all day.
Yeah, people. Sticky. So the thing is, people kick those things, and then they get ruined.
Whatever. It wasn't that big a deal. I mean, it happened. You know, she didn't seem absolutely freaked out by it.
Absolutely freaked out.
Just a little.
But the manager of the store actually was a little upset. He actually walked over and kind of scolded me like a little kid, which is a little embarrassing.
Oh, really?
Cool.
So wait, you went out to an arcade where you proceeded to get beat and then took it out on a machine, and you're wondering why this woman isn't calling you back?
Well, yeah, but I mean, hold on. It gets better. Trust me. It's going to get better.
So, okay.
Better. Better in a good way, or better like you ruined this date even more?
No. It was a good turnaround.
Okay,
what happened?
So, you know, we're sitting there playing, and she kind of laughed about the manager. Seemed to, like, kind of turn her on a little bit, you know.
Bad boy, huh?
Yeah.
Give her the bad boy thing, you know, and I just played it off like, whatever.
Yeah.
And, so next thing I know, we're actually behind one of the pinball machines making out.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
What?
Wow.
She made out with you behind a pinball machine?
Yeah, I guess it got her a little hot, you know, just kind of being the defiant, rebellious type.
No
That'll
way.
Happen, man. You know what I mean? When you say, screw the system, I'm going to kick this game if I want to. Who made the move to make out? You or her?
Well, I made the first move, duh. I mean, I'm a pretty badass guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like
wow.
it.
I don't go out too often, so, you know, when I do, I go for the kill.
Okay.
We lock lips, the next thing you know, I mean, we're just like all up and down each other's throats. So.
Wow. I really misjudged this whole story.
Nice make out in the arcade.
I'm glad to know.
How did the date end after your romance in the arcade?
It ended pretty good, actually, on a good note, because the manager actually saw us again. He walked by to change out the quarters or whatever in a machine, and he saw us making out. And then he came up and told us that we had to get out of there. And I was like, you know, f*** this place anyway. So I grabbed her hand and walked out the front door.
So he kicked you out because he saw you making out?
Right.
But you were making out in an arcade in midday.
I know, pretty badass, huh?
I think so. Ronald?
Yeah.
Well, why do you think she's not calling you back then if you guys had such a hot, steamy romance in the arcade?
Well, we got back to my place, and, you know, the whole time we were pretty much, you know, a lot of physical contact, you know. It felt
Wow. It's still going. I thought you were done after the arcade.
No, I wasn't about to let the date in. You know, I took it back to my place.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
I misjudged you completely at the beginning
of
this call.
I don't know what's happening.
You got swag.
So what happened back at your place then?
We pretty much picked up where we left off at the arcade, you know, on a horizontal level.
You guys hooked up?
We didn't go all the way, but, I mean, we messed around quite a bit. And then at one point, she just totally stopped on me. And I was kind of sitting there like, okay, you know, got us all hot and bothered here. And then she's wanting to take off. I didn't quite understand, you know. Everything seemed like it was going really good. She was turned on. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when a girl's around a guy like you, they can't trust themselves. So they got to get out of the situation, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
So maybe that was it. How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since she left your place?
Quite a few times. I tried through the dating app twice, and, you know, I let a couple days go by. I just started to call her cell phone number, and still didn't get any answer.
Okay. And do you want to date her, or do you just want to finish what you guys started?
Yeah, definitely.
Which
yeah,
one?
Yeah, definitely what?
Well, both preferably.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
I appreciate it much.
Yeah, man. Hang on.